This is Radio Nepal. I'm Gaushal Kimide with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and President's Office submit written response to Supreme Court on House of Representatives dissolution. Prime Minister claims his move to dissolve the House is constitutional. Home Ministry says 11 dead and 25 missing so far in rain-induced disasters. World Bank to provide $150 million to Nepal to support Nepal's coronavirus pandemic response. And Reuters statistics show corona-related deaths to have crossed 4 million. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has submitted 18-point written response regarding the issue of dissolution of the House of Representatives to the Supreme Court through the Office of the Attorney General. The written response submitted yesterday argues that the House of Representatives was dissolved constitutionally. The response mentions that the House of Representatives was dissolved after the failure to form an alternative government by using all options of Article 76 as mentioned in the Constitution, and the dissolution of the House of Representatives was natural and constitutional. In the response, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has also mentioned that it is not up to the judiciary to appoint a Prime Minister, arguing that it cannot undertake the legislative and the executive functions of the state. The Constitutional Bench of the Supreme Court on 9th of June had issued an order in the name of the government to submit a written response within a week regarding House of Representatives' dissolution. Similarly, the Office of the President has sent a written response to the Supreme Court stating that the President's constitutional decision cannot be scrapped. The response states that the decision made by the head of the state can't be scrapped by the court and the mandamus cannot be issued. The response also mentions that as per Article 76, the President has full authority to determine whether the Prime Minister has the basis for getting the vote of confidence or not. Meanwhile, Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has said that the House of Representatives is the only location to test the vote of confidence after claims were made for the post of the Prime Minister. In his written response to the Supreme Court in relation to a writ filed by 146 Member of Parliament against the dissolution of the House of Representatives, Speaker Sapkota has said that the claim by Shahbadur Dewa to be appointed as the Prime Minister as per the Article 76 Sub-Article 5 should have been tested at the House of Representatives itself. The Ministry of Home Affairs has said floods, landslides and storms coupled with heavy rainfall in different parts of the country have claimed 11 lives so far. Of the confirmed 11 deaths, 4 dead bodies were recovered yesterday evening while 7 others were found on Wednesday and Tuesday. According to the ministry, 3 people died in Sindhupalchuk while 1 each in Bajura, Gorkha, Palpa, Doti, Jumla, Argakhanchi, Kaski and Kabre districts. Likewise, 25 people are still missing in the floods and landslides. As per the report, 15 went missing in Sindhupalchuk and 7 from Jaljala pastureland in Jajarkot. Similarly, 1 each from Bajura, Putan and Argakhanchi have also gone missing. So far, a total of 129 houses were completely destroyed and 114 houses suffered partial damages in the floods and landslides. The Alliance of Opposition Parties has calls on the government to carry out the rescue and relief of the flood and landslide affected people in an effective manner. The top leaders of the opposition parties, through a joint statement, urged the government for pursuing the works of disaster management by fully mobilizing all the related bodies of the state and the means and resources in an honest and transparent way. Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewa, CPN, Maoist Centre Chair Pushpakamal Dal Prachanda, former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal, Janta Samajwadi Party Nepal Chairperson Upendra Yadav and Rashtriya Jan Morcha Party's Vice Chairperson Durga Paudel have called on all the party workers and organisations to contribute from their respective places in the rescue and relief activities. the government is to resume flights to the countries with large number of Nepali migrant workers. A meeting of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Committee chaired by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli, held late Wednesday night at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwatar, decided to resume flights to Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Japan and Malaysia. The meeting also took the decision to resume flights in a way that no more than 2,000 passengers could arrive from these countries in a week. Similarly, the meeting also decided to provide financial assistance to those Nepali migrant workers who could not afford for hotel quarantine upon their return to Nepal due to various reasons. The government would make arrangement of the expenses of the hotel quarantine of 10 days out of the total 15 days. The World Bank's Board of Executive Directors has approved a $150 million development policy credit to Nepal to support Nepal's resilient recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, protect the most vulnerable, and support sustainable growth. World Bank Country Director for Nepal, Maldives and Sri Lanka, Faris Haddad Zevros, stated that Nepal programmatic fiscal policy for growth, recovery and resilience would help strengthen Nepal's institutions and regulations, including its tax and customs system, debt management and public capital spending. The World Bank said it would also support the immediate health response and help modernize social protection programs, build access to capital and digital solutions for the private sector, and lay a regulatory foundation for a green recovery. Additional 2,607 cases of coronavirus infection were recorded in Nepal yesterday. Similarly, the country recorded 2,141 recoveries yesterday itself. The total number of recoveries in Nepal till this date has reached 545,662. According to the Health Ministry's data, the recovery rate from COVID-19 now stands at 88.6%. Meanwhile, 39 more corona-related deaths were confirmed yesterday, taking the total COVID death tally to 8,597. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
Wow, real mai chito. Download ta jane fast.
Hey guys, ke cha testo fast?
Antisiko 4G.
Prastut cha Nepal's fastest 4G LTE advanced network ka sath.
Yo ta satya nai fast rahecha.
Pachhillo pustakko NT4G LTE bina roktok 250 Mbps sammako download sathai HD movies ko bharpur maja. NT4G LTE sucharu garnaka lagi dial garnuhos *444# Nepal Telecom Rashtrako Sanchar.
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 a.m. English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. Coronavirus-related deaths worldwide passed a grim milestone of 4 million on Thursday, according to a Reuters tally, as many countries struggle to procure enough vaccines to inoculate their populations. While the number of new cases and deaths have gone down in countries like the United States and Britain, several nations have vaccine shortages as the Delta variant becomes the dominant strain around the world. Reuters has informed that it took over a year for the COVID-19 death toll to hit 2 million, while the next 2 million were recorded in just 166 days. Now a sports update. Three matches were played in UEFA Euro Cup yesterday. In yesterday's matches, Ukraine defeated North Macedonia 2-1, Belgium defeated Denmark 2-1 and Netherlands defeated Austria 2-0. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines, once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli and President's Office submit written response to Supreme Court on House of Representatives dissolution. Prime Minister claims his move to dissolve the House is constitutional. Home Ministry says 11 dead and 25 missing so far in rain-induced disasters. World Bank to provide $150 million to support Nepal's coronavirus pandemic response. And Reuters statistics show corona-related deaths to have crossed 4 million. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.